Hello, I'm Micah.
And I'm Stargirl.
And this is Phone a Friend. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
We're mad at DJ Vera right now.
DJ Vera? Tears in our eyes right now.
They can't call in because their girlfriend's visiting. Ugh, life is so hard.
They should have both been on the phone.
Right?
We could have had an interview.
Oh, we could have.
That would have been fire.
Oh, that would have been so cute.
It's okay. They're here in spirit.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
They're dead, actually. We killed them because they can't be on the show.
Yeah, honestly, like, we flew down to Long Beach and then we flew back really fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys, yeah. We literally have been talking this whole entire time on the plane ride. Like, we just made it back.
Yeah, it was crazy. We should have just recorded what we were saying on the plane and played it here.
I know, for real.
But yeah, I don't really know what to talk about.
No, me neither. I was suggesting that we just yap about what we've been up to, or
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yesterday was 4th of July. Did you...
I had adventures. What did you do? Did you do anything? I'll explain my adventures. I'm wondering what you did.
I don't really celebrate 4th of July.
Oh, I don't either. I just use it as an excuse to get drunk.
Yeah, no, I think a majority of people, especially ours, do too. But, like, I was, like, okay, for context, the night before I stayed up till, like, 6 a.m. for literally no reason. So then I went to sleep, but then I had a show. And so I had to get up from my show at 3.
Okay.
But I got up at, like, 1 or something, right? Because I have to take the bus and I'd shower, things like that.
Yeah.
So I got up. And then I just came home after my show and I was like, wow, this is a little boring. I just like watched TikTok and like read webtoons. And then I went on a 3-hour walk and then I came home.
Wow, 3 hours?
Unintentional. I just kept walking.
In this heat too?
Yeah.
I'm impressed because it was warm out yesterday.
It was warm. It was like 106.
Yeah, we can't beat it. It keeps getting worse and worse. But yeah. You know what? I don't know. I low-key in a way like the heat, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to deal with, obviously. But, like, yeah. At the end of the day, I still have been biking. Like, I actually drove here today. But I did bike to the gym this morning.
That's crazy. I don't do well in heat. I love to be cold. But I think, honestly, I was saying this to DJ Drayfield, DJ Sunday Gravy the other night. The heat here, I'm from Texas. Not to be like, oh my god,
but
like
the
heat is like a low-key worse, like in a different way. Like it's hot, but it's also like gross because it's like humid. So yeah. Then you're like sticky and just like warm, and it feels like it's suffocating you because it's so humid outside.
Yeah, that's how I feel about humidity. So, I don't like it. I can't handle it.
Yeah, no, I hate it. So I feel like my training in the summer in Texas has prepared me for this. So I kind of feel fine like walking around right now.
Wow, you were ready for the Central Valley from the get-go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't do anything yesterday.
Honestly, that sounds like a pretty successful day, though. Which websites are you reading right now? Because I read my fair amount. I'll pull mine up.
Oh my gosh.
We can go band for band Webtoons.
I'm kind of rediscovering a lot of the ones I was reading when I was younger. I was reading some... Okay, you have to have these things called coins. We're not going to talk about how you get these things.
Yeah.
But you have to have these things called coins to like access newer... like episode or like,
well,
the daily
okay,
passes
this is how it, so
Webtoons,
yeah,
because right?
Basically like they've adopted this whole system, because honestly I never stopped reading them.
Shh, it's okay.
It's so embarrassing. It's my little dirty secret.
No,
like,
Webtoons are fire,
right? But like
also a lot of people secretly read Webtoons, so I feel like,
what?
No, I've met some people and I like mentioned Webtoons like, oh my god, like I don't like,
wait, okay, so we all secretly, this is like,
I feel
solidarity.
Like a lot of people secretly read
Webtoons.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel so much better right now because I have like been reading these in hiding because I'm like, no one knows.
You just have to embrace it.
Wow, I should start embracing it, because honestly, I got some really good ones. I feel like I'm a big romance Webtoon person.
I love romance Webtoons. Those are the only ones I read, I'm gonna be honest.
Yes, because honestly, they're the best ones too. Because like some of the other ones, like, have you read Tower of God?
I tried.
It's so long.
I can't read like I feel like it's different from manga. Like I only read like shonen manga. Like I'll only read like fighting stuff or whatever. But like for Webtoons, I can only read romance Webtoons, and it's just like too hard. Like my brain just like, I can't. It hurts me to read other ones.
No, I kind of get what you're saying though, because like, Tower of God is really long. Yeah. I used to read this other one that was like a dice game where like they would roll the dice and like, no, like literally, because like it was like gambling kind of, but like they were like in a, I don't remember if it was like a video game or like it was kind of like Hunger Games in a way where you could like kill people and you could get like power ups and everything, and like I think that's kind of what it entailed from what I remember. It was really good. I got my friend into it back in the day, and I really liked it, but then I stopped reading it. Because, like, honestly, some of the Webtoons, like Tower of God, for example, which actually did get an anime. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Which is crazy for me to think about. Tower of God and the other one got an anime. What's the other one? It's the one where it's, like, the guy that, like, is in the kickboxing ring or something.
Ooh, I was going to say Solo Leveling, but that's something else.
No, it's, like, a high school one there, too.
Oh! I watched that one, actually. Oh, my God. I don't remember what it... It was good, but then I think... I don't know if there was a season 2 or something or what, but I just didn't watch it again. So I don't remember the name, but I do remember watching the anime version of it.
Okay, yeah, because I do remember that one. Listeners, we'll let you know if we figure out what it is. But there's one, I think, where there's this guy, and he just, like... is it like one of those situations where he doesn't have powers?
The boxing one?
Yeah.
I don't remember, honestly, because I think it came out when I was like in 11th grade or something, and that's when I watched it.
No, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, too. I didn't watch the anime. I think I tried reading it, and I couldn't really get into it. Because, like, this is the thing with some of the webtoons. Sometimes I'm like, bro, these webtoons are not that good that they should keep going. Like, they need to wrap it up.
They get dragged out.
Yes. There was this other one I used to read that was, like, called... Do you know the one where, like, they have, like, superpowers and they're in the high school and, like, there's kind of, like, levels to who everyone, like, there's a hierarchy and then, like, this guy has, like, no powers, but then he ends up being the most powerful character in the show and he actually does have powers, but, like, he had to hide them because he was transferring schools and, like, he got in trouble because he, like, beat everyone up.
No.
You don't know this one?
No, I don't.
Wow, I feel like I'm crazy right now. Here, I'm going to pull up the name.
I'm trying to figure out the name of that webtoon.
Wow, I can't even yawn right now. My voice is not doing too much.
I was right. It came to me. Jin Mori. This one? The god of like...
Yes. The god of high school. Yes. That's what it was. I've been wondering what it was for so long.
You know, I was sitting here and I was like, Jin Mori just came to my brain and I looked and
I love when that happens. Those are such like beautiful little like moments we have when like you're sitting there and thinking and then you're like...
Oh, that's so cute.
Wait, okay, I'm looking through. Oh, did you ever read Super Secret?
No.
Oh my god, get on that. That's literally my favorite one.
Is it?
You have to have a daily pass.
It's okay, I've been looking it up really on other sites.
Good. Okay, because this one is really good. It's about like a werewolf, and they're hiding from Emma, who is a human, and they're all like werewolves. They're like monsters-esque kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's super cute, though. I really like the author.
The one sorry.
No, it's okay. I was going to say like mangaka. Webtoon creator.
Yeah, like, I just always say like artist because I don't really know. I was gonna say the one that I'm reading right now, I started reading like 2 or 3 years ago, but then I think I started reading it like 2 or 3 years ago in the summer, and then I think I just like forgot to keep reading it, so I read like the very like first like 40 chapters and then I didn't read any of it after that, but I started reading again. It's called Spirit Fingers.
Okay,
have you heard of it?
No.
I love it. It's a romance one, but it's so...
No, put me on. But honestly, I'm kind of picky with the art style. Okay,
yeah, me too.
Because sometimes they have like these... it makes me so angry. Like, why have I not seen this one?
This one is so fire. This is my go. I love him. He's so silly.
What? Wait, what's it about? Like, what does it entail? What's the plot?
Basically, okay, let me see if I can explain this right. This girl, the main character, I forgot her name. Because they call her something else. They don't call her by her actual name. But she goes... She's, like, walking, like, down... Like, I'm going to say downtown. I don't know where. She's walking somewhere, right?
And then She's actually at UC Davis.
Yeah, she's at UC Davis. And this guy, like, pulls her aside, right? He's like, oh, can we use you as a model to, like, draw or whatever? And so, like, it's, like, this art club. They're all, like, different ages or whatever. It's, like, not a high school thing. It's, like...
Wait... I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think I've read this one, like, briefly. I don't know. I think this... Because I go through phases with webtoons where I get really into it, and then, I stop reading for months.
Yeah, no, I do, too.
And then I get back into it again. So I think it's one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. And they, like, they draw her or whatever, right? And then she kind of, like, becomes a part of the club. And she meets this guy. His name's Kyung, I think. And he's, like, one of the other, like, members' younger brother. And he's really popular, of course.
That's my favorite.
He's a model, of course.
That's my... honestly, I eat that up every
single time.
Oh,
and there's like a scene where like she's getting bullied. She gets bullied hard because people are like, oh, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. And then he saves her.
Yes.
It's so fire.
My favorite trope.
No,
my
literally.
I love the popular boy, like, or popular girl or boy, and like unpopular, like loser, like...
Dude, it's looking always the exact same like plot, but I eat it up every single time.
It's just so good.
It's so good.
I love it so much.
But, like when they get like a transformation, she takes off her glasses. It's like, oh my
yes.
God. Different person.
Eat it up every time. And they're like, wow, you're so beautiful, but I love every part of you.
Oh my God. No. Another one I was reading is Operation True Love. Have you heard?
Yes. Yes. Wait. Oh my gosh. Let me show me the pics because I think I know which one you're talking about.
Dude, I'm I need to keep reading it, but like I'm a little behind. Oh, this is my goal.
Actually, this webtoon makes me so mad.
No, me too.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, because the views of these, this is my personal Stargirl's personal opinion. I hate the main character.
Yes. No,
she's so stupid.
That's why I haven't finished it because.
No, I keep on putting it down.
When she got back together with him.
Oh my.
I was like, this is the
worst.
She
got back with him?
No, there's like a, and then they break up again. But like there's this whole thing where like she like breaks up with him, right? Whatever, because he treats her badly. And then she's like, she's so stupid. He's like, oh, please forgive me. And then she goes back to him. And it's like, and then he keeps cheating on her.
No, and then the stupid sister or whatever.
Oh,
I don't know what the
God,
situation.
Yes, the sister.
And then like the guy, or like both of the guys are literally so nice to her. Don't understand why they.
She makes me mad.
I just can't. I can't. Is this the one too where like she has like her secret little webcomic that she makes that the one guy really likes?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. No, because like also I never know how that really ties in super well because I've never seen her write this. Like,
yeah, I think they show her writing the last chapter once.
Okay.
And it's not even like the actual last chapter. She just writes it to like make the boss mad, you know? Of like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the only time we see her writing anything, honestly. But no, yesterday on my show, my music show, I was literally talking about how some webtoons just make me so mad.
Yes, I'm like, what are you doing? You're
And I know it's not real. I know it's not real, but it's like, oh, it pains me sometimes.
No, she's just like the dumbest person alive. Like,
no,
honestly, like, how can you even, like... I just don't even understand how she, like...
And then she's like, we can't see each other. Girl... Oh my God. No, she makes me so mad. This is my goat, though. I forget his name.
Yes, no, he is my... I actually don't remember any of the webtoon characters' names.
I don't either.
I know about their faces, and then that's how I read the story, and then I read the story, and they, like, say the names, but it doesn't click with me.
Because I feel like I read too many, and then also there's always way too many characters, and
right?
I just, like, cannot keep
random,
track.
Random, like, side characters, random, like, bullies, and it's just, like, I really, like, don't... I like both of them, though. They're so sweet, and they're so nice to her.
Nice.
I also don't know how she's supposed to choose between them. Also, I feel like we just stopped with the point system at a certain point.
Yeah.
And I still wish I could understand what is going on. Like,
yeah, I don't understand that part at all. I just read because this is my goat, the guy, the black hair.
Yes. Black-haired guy. We don't remember his name. He's the goat.
Oh, I do
He's
remember Dopa. Dopa is the blonde hair one.
Wait, I remember your goat. That's crazy.
Yeah. What's another one? I'm also reading. There's one called The Fox Club. This got me back into webtoons, but
okay,
it makes me
I haven't read this
so
one.
Mad. Because sometimes when there's bullies in these, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then like, it's just like, ugh, I don't know how to explain it. And also, my only plight with this one is that like, I don't care honestly about any of the other characters except for these two.
Okay.
Minyu and Onyu. That's like a separate love story, right? But she's the main character. But like, this is her own. And I'm like, I don't care about what the other characters, who they're dating or whatever. Like, this is the only one that I care about. Like, there's.
Yeah, these are the only people that matter.
Yeah, there's too many, like, side stories that are happening with this one.
Is that why it makes you mad? Or, like.
Yeah, no, this is why, like, I haven't really been reading this one either. Because, like, there's too many side stories. It makes me mad. And, like, I only care about her and the other boy. Like.
No, I understand heavy.
So annoying.
And it's just like when they have like too many, cause like, okay, I don't know if you used to watch this one, but I used to watch read this one called Lookism.
Oh yeah, I've never read it, but I know exactly.
Yeah, I was really, really into that one. Like, I was so, so into it. Cause like, basically for you guys to understand the plot is like, I still kind of don't understand how he did it, but basically like he becomes like a fat kid. He has like two bodies, so he's like a fat kid and he's like a really handsome guy, and he basically just like is going through like a transformation and becomes hot and like starts beating people up, starts becoming like gang affiliated.
Oh my
like,
god.
Yeah, it was really weird. I wish I remember more of it, but I think I read it when I was in like high school, like either during COVID or pre-COVID, so it was pretty early on. And then it was one of those things where it just kept going. And I was like, bro, like, wrap it up. Like,
oh, I hate that. Like, please just end. And maybe this is, like, kind of, what's the, hypocritical? Because we both are One Piece fans. But like,
that's I think, different, though. One Piece is good. Like, sometimes, yeah. like, they like, continue the a good story, yeah. and it gets progressively worse.
Yes.
Like, One
yes.
Piece gets progressively better
I
to
agree.
An extent. I'm still stuck on Zo. But, like, some of these webtoons, it's just like, I'm like, dude, I don't even care. Like, you literally just destroyed the story. Like, you had such a good plot. Like, I think that happened with Beastars too, because I wanted to get back into Beastars, and I was watching the second season. I was watching the second season, right? And then I was like, is it worth it to be watching the season? And every single person I saw said, no, don't watch it. It's sucks. it's like not good. The manga's not good, because apparently she just like kept like going when she could have stopped at a certain point, and like she kept adding like weird subplots, and like they were like, there's no like purpose for like adding all these like extra things within it, like, and so it just kind of like ruined what was like a really good story.
No, I hate that. Also, like, I don't know, I feel like this happens to me less with manga, though. Like, I feel like manga writers generally like know when to end stories, kind of.
Yeah,
but for some reason with webtoons, they just like never end.
It's like, no, it's like it's their only source of income, and I think they get such a big following that they're like, I guess I'll just keep going. And it's like, just make a new one,
please.
Like, someone like, is gonna read it, like, because I honestly used to follow one girl really heavy. She had like the mermaid. Did you ever read the mermaid one?
No.
There's this one where like there's this girl who's like, I don't know if she knew she was a mermaid, or if she, like, always knew she was a mermaid. She just had to keep it a secret.
Oh, reminds me of H2O, that series.
Yes, in a way, yes. It was, like, the Siren's Lament. That's what it was called. I didn't even find it on here. That one's really, really good.
I'm writing these down in my head.
The art style is beautiful. Like, and they have, okay, because sometimes webtoons have like music in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. She has like a really good score, the author for that one. Like, and the story is just chef's kiss for the most part. I think, like, I don't know, like, this makes me feel like I'm misogynistic or something if I hate the like female leads. But,
no, but
honestly,
sometimes they write
I
them terribly. Like the main character for Operation True Love, bro. They're just like asking to get hit on.
Oh yeah, Siren's Lament. Yeah.
My favorite like main character girl is this one right here from My Lucky Strike.
Okay.
I love this webtoon, but it ended, and they're making like a part two, but it hasn't come out yet, and I'm very heartbroken.
They take forever though. Some people go on hiatus and then they never come back. Like there's this one girl, who let me see if I can find her. Have you read the one that has like. Let's play. See, why does it say it's completed? Have you read this one?
No.
I ate this one up. Basically, it's like about this nerdy girl who like is very voluptuous, I guess we'll say. And so she gets like very like, and then basically this YouTuber, Marshall Law or Marshall Lee? I don't know.
Marshall
I think it's Marshall
Law
because Marshall Lee is like.
That's from Adventure Time.
Yeah, yeah. And so like, he moves in next to her, and she's like a huge fan of him. And wait, tell me about Lucky Strike though, because I think I've seen this one, and
this
I like the art
like,
style.
She's basically this one. I like this one a lot because it takes place in college, and she's like, she has a crush on her like friend, this guy right here, the blonde one. They've known each other for a while. She's super athletic. She plays soccer.
Oh,
this is my
girl. Wow,
like she's awesome.
You.
Yeah, and she's like super tall. She's super cool. And so one night he like describes his perfect girl, right?
Oh my god.
And it's
god.
Literally the exact opposite of her. And he talks about how he doesn't like tall girls, and this makes her mad. So she gets up, and I think, I don't remember if she hits him or something, but she leaves. And like this whole thing happens. She's super drunk, by the way.
Okay.
And then so her other friend, who's not pictured here, he's also the guy, I forget his name. But he's like, oh, I can't take care of her. Like he has to leave because he has to do something. So he calls him, they're all like, they all know each other because they all have class together.
Okay.
The black haired guy to come like take care of her or whatever, because he has to go. And so he does or whatever, and like that all happens, and she fights him or whatever. And then like he takes her and he like walks away with her because he's like, this is really annoying. He just wants to take her home and leave.
Yeah.
And then like they go to like this corner or whatever, right? She's talking to him and she's like, oh, like something about like, she's like sad obviously, right, because her crush like doesn't like her at all or like anything about her or whatever, or so he says. And she's talking to the black haired guy and she's like, oh, like, would you date, like, she's obviously super drunk or whatever. Yeah. She's like, something about, like, her being tall and, like, would you date me or whatever? And he's just like, what? Like, or whatever. And I think he says, yeah, or something like that. And then, like, he, like, gets closer and she's like, oh, then kiss me or whatever, right? But she goes, and she's drunk, and she bites his lip. Like, she doesn't kiss him or whatever. And he, like, gets mad at her and, like, yells at her or whatever. But he sees, like, only part of this. And he thinks that they're, like, making out or something.
Oh.
When that's not what's happening. And it's, like, this whole thing that happens. But these two start hanging out a little more.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's very fun. Very silly. I like it a lot. Her sister, like, is super cool, too. Like, she, like, makes clothes and stuff. And, like, her fashion is awesome. But I do love this main character a lot because I think she's really awesome.
No, I'm invested. I think I'm going to pick this one up when I go back home. Because I've been feeling low-key under the weather, and I feel like I need to, like, just lay in bed and do nothing. But I should be watching lectures, but also, do I want to? Not really,
When you can be reading webtoons?
Right? Like, why when I could be wasting time doing literally everything that I shouldn't be doing?
Exactly. No, like, I got things I need to be doing, too. Like, I'm supposed to be reading a book for a show I have with another DJ.
Oh, yeah, The Godfather.
And I'm just like, I've got to read webtoons. I'm sorry, like...
Is this why you didn't finish the other one?
No. Actually, no. Me and... hopefully DJ Jadefield isn't listening to this right now.
Shh.
No. It's a long story, actually. My life's been a little crazy these past couple weeks. So I was, like, not in the best mood for, like, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, I was like, I don't want to read. Like, I was just mentally... It was just really bad. And I was like, I can't do it. You know what I mean?
I get you, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have to be like...
And also... Yeah. Wait, which book did I not read?
Was it the... Because you read poems one week, you know?
Oh, the poems one? I read it because it was super short. And I was like, I can read this right before. And I did. I read it in 40 minutes. Like, right before the show. Yeah.
How long was it?
180 pages or something like that. But they're poems.
Oh, so you can just be like, this.
Like, honestly, the longest thing about it was like the introduction. And it was just like history about the poet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it didn't take me that long. The book before that was Another Country, but me and DJ Drainfield both didn't finish that book because honestly, it was like not that great.
Okay.
James Baldwin is super important guy in like civil rights, whatever. But Another Country, I don't think is his best book. Like I read 150 pages, like an hour, 30 minutes. And I was
do you read this fast? I am the slowest reader in the world. Uh-huh. Like, I've been reading Into Thin Air for the past month, and I still haven't finished it.
I started reading, like, at a super, super young age. Like, I think I started reading, like, in kindergarten, like, chapter books and stuff like that. And so, like, growing up, like, honestly, I just, like, read, like, all the time. That's, like, all I was doing. I was reading 24/7. Like, I take my book if we'd go out to eat, I take my book. Like, I'm reading 24/7, right?
Oh, wow, you're better than me.
Yeah, so I just, like, read all the time. Even up until, like in high school, I was reading, like, all the time. And I think, like, over time, like, I just, like, learned how to read really fast. Because, like, I was just reading all the time.
Man, I need this skill. Maybe I should just start reading all the time now. Because, like, no, because it's kind of bad. Like, I don't know if my ADHD has anything to do with it, but, like, I just cannot. Like, every time I read, I start thinking about other things. Like, I'm literally like, yeah, I need to do... And I'm like, oh, shoot, I don't know. A whole page went by, and I can't. I have to go back. So, like, I have to force myself to be focused and to read every single word. And because, like, the thing is, like, I'll be reading something, especially with Into Thin Air. Like, there's so many names because they're, like, Bo Creve or Lopsong. And I'm like, there's so many like names and they're not like generic like Sam. Like I remember Sandy Pittman because it's really easy to remember. Also she makes me really mad. But so I feel like that's why it's like also making it hard. But I don't know, I need to get on that grind. Mm-hmm. Like my goal is to read 15 books by the end of the year.
I believe in
you. I think I can do it.
I think you can do it.
I'm gonna read Into Thin Air. I wanna read some of my Frank Kafka. I feel like I've been seeing him on my Twitter page a lot. Have you read anything about him?
Honestly, the only Kafka I've ever read is Metamorphosis, but that's, like, super basic.
Isn't that, like, the bug thingy or whatever?
Yeah, the bug. But I don't know. I don't really... I read a lot of, like classic literature and, like, Japanese and Russian literature is a lot what I was reading, like, the past couple of years. So I just haven't gotten into Kafka, but I do want to soon. one day.
Soon.
What was I going to say? Yeah, no, I just, like, read a lot as a child, so I think that's why. I just, like, developed that skill.
I was texting boys on my phone.
No, growing up, like, I had really low-key nothing else to do, like...
Really?
Yeah, like, also, my parents are, like, super crazy, like, or not... I'm like, they are. I'm slandering them. Yeah, they're crazy, though.
Yeah.
No, like, also, I'm the oldest child. And so, like, my parents, like, from a very young age, like, made me do, like, every summer I had to do workbook. Like, I'm surprised they didn't send me to Kumon. Like, I was doing workbooks. Like, they were making me, my dad started making me learn French, like, in, like, first grade. And, like, they made me do, like, workbooks and, like, would teach me, like, throughout the summer. And so, like, they would make me read, too. And so I just, like, started reading a lot. And then, like, growing up, like, that's all I kept doing, because, like, if I didn't, they'd be like, oh, it'd be crazy.
What?
Like, if I got any, yeah, no, my, like, if I got anything less than an A, like, it was like World War II. Yeah, no,
that's kind of how a Loki became in my household, because yeah. But like, it was for the opposite reason. They were always like, oh, it's okay if you don't get all A's, but then like, if I didn't get all A's, they'd literally be like, what happened, why is it like, bro, that, like, what did you do, like, were you not locked in, like, but not like that, but no. Like, you know what I mean?
I think for me, like, I'm like the oldest child, and then like, I never got anything less than an A, by the way. So, like, and I never did anything bad. So, like, I think I was actually a really, really good child. Okay, I never did anything bad. Wow. All I did was read and played soccer, like, whatever. So, like, they would, like, I guess they would try to find, like, anything. Sorry, this is just me, like, trauma dump. They would try to find, like, literally anything to get mad at me about, yeah. Right? Because they could, nothing else they could get mad at me. So, like, I remember one time, I think I got, like, a 95 or something on, like, a test. And my mom was like, why isn't it 100? And that's what happens. That happens even now. Like, this is why I don't talk about my grades or my classes to my parents anymore. Because I remember, like, I was telling my mom about, like, when I was taking statistics, like, a year ago or, like, 2 years ago. And she was like, oh, well, this isn't 100. And I was like, bro, like, you don't even know what this is like in college. Like, leave me alone.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, they're crazy. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Solidarity. My parents are also... Not to slander them, they're also...
I will slander them. They are... My parents are crazy. Oh, it's time for Smile Show. We talk too much.
Yes. Yes, it is time.
Yeah, it's time. Okay, thank you for listening. This was Phone a Friend with the goats, Micah.
And Stargirl.
And
DJ Vera hasn't been... One of us is never here, I guess. Like,
hopefully DJ Vera will be here next week.
And I will be here next week, yeah.
So stay tuned for that if you'd like. Up next is the Smile Show. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDS sponsors, or the University of California. Okay, bye.
Yes, bye.